are listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Nima Basay, chair of Friends of the Earth International, said on Friday to the country's president at the climate COP in Cancun that it will be responsible for bringing hope to the world or destroying it. In a brief speech to the plenary session at the Moon Palace, the hotel where the climate negotiations are being held, and that will come to an end today. Yesterday, Basay gave another speech, but in a different context. He spoke to the public in an activity organized by Villa Campesina. Bolivian President Evo Morales also participated in the activity. In his speech to the plenary session on Friday, the chair of the Environmentalist Federation, Friends of the Earth International, also spoke on behalf of the network of social movements and organizations Climate Justice Now. We came here with the hope that developed countries agree to take leadership to do what has been long overdue to address the climate challenge owing to their historical responsibility in causing the problem and with a sense of justice and equity demanded by the crisis, said Basay. And he added, rather than playing the blame game to cover up failure to own up to their responsibility, rich nations should recognize their climate debt, pay up, and equally agree to a fair responsible sharing of the remaining atmospheric space. Basay also made reference to the Kyoto Protocol, one of the central issues in these negotiations. Yesterday, in downtown Cancun, while La Villa Campesina's activity with Evo Morales took place, Basay was interviewed by Real World Radio.
Real World Radio has the great pleasure of being in conversation with Nimo Basay, president of Friends of the Earth International. Welcome, Nimo.
Thank you, Jose. It's my pleasure to be here and standing with you.
Nimo, first of all, you have received the Alternative Nobel Award just a few days ago. Just tell us a bit about your feelings of this wonderful day in your life, I can't imagine.
Well, receiving the Right Livelihood Award was a very good event, and what made it better and very significant for me is that it was a recognition of the collective struggle and not just the work of one person. Because the future of order, with the future of the planet, will be secured by collective action, by mass movements, by people working together in the same direction.
Okay, Nimo, at the same way as we spoke just a few weeks ago, it's a great responsibility too.
Oh yes, I mean, this becomes clearer and clearer to me every day, because now a lot of people have certain kinds of expectations, all kinds of different expectations, but I don't think it's a big problem, because we just have to keep on doing what we've been doing and remain focused on what we're doing.
Okay, now, Nimo, we are in Cancun, Mexico, in this new COP on climate change, and you are taking part now in an activity organized by La Villa Campesina in which the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, is coming, and you are going to talk also in this activity. What do you think? What do you think about this day here?
Today marks, to me, one of the most important, significant days since the COP started 2 weeks ago. The COP is going to end tomorrow, maybe, we don't know. Maybe the negotiation will drag on to Saturday. But right now, there is no significant indicator that we're going to come away from Cancun with anything better than what happened in Copenhagen. And so being together in this people's meeting today with the president of Bolivia, with the La Villa Campesina, our strategic ally, and with other movements here gathered, it gives real hope for us to know that we, the people of the world, hold the key to solving the global warming and climate challenge.
Nimo Basay, and just to finish, you were a bit sad because you couldn't take part in the mobilization day on December the 7th, but you have this opportunity today.
Yes, I felt really bad that I was not around to join the mass mobilization on that day, but seeing the crowd of people here this afternoon, I'm very happy to be among the people. There's no better place to be. Being among the people is the right place to be.
Thank you, Nimo.
Basay was very satisfied with the activity by La Villa Campesina and said that it was one of the most significant days since the beginning of the COP in Cancun. He said that during 2 weeks the delegates of the world have been meeting in the Moon for the Moon Palace Hotel, but sadly they don't have any idea of what's happening on Earth.
Compañeros y compañeras, I bring you greetings from Friends of the Earth International. With members in 76 countries of the world.
Tenemos miembros en 76 países del mundo.
We salute la Vía Campesina.
Saludamos a la Vía Campesina.
Who are our very trusted allies.
Que son nuestros mejores aliados.
We salute the country Bolivia.
Saludamos al país de Bolivia.
And all the countries represented here tonight.
Y a todos los países presentes aquí esta noche.
For 2 full weeks.
Durante 2 semanas enteras.
Delegates around the world have been meeting on the moon.
Los delegados del mundo han estado reunidos en la luna. Pero mañana termina la conferencia oficial. Los problemas continúan.
But in April this year,
este año, en abril en Cochabamba, los pueblos de 142 países de este mundo,
more than 50 government delegations,
son delegaciones de más de 50 gobiernos,
about 35,000 people from the world,
alrededor de 35,000 personas del mundo,
met for only 2 days,
en solo 2 días,
and we had the people's agreement.
No es un negocio.
In the previous agreement of Cochabamba, there were very clear solutions listed and very easy to understand.
En el acuerdo de los pueblos de Cochabamba se elaboraron soluciones fáciles de implementar y fáciles de entender.
I will mention just a few as a reminder. I know you all know it.
Voy a mencionar unos cuantos para recordarles a Mesisa que todos ustedes conocen el acuerdo.
From what happened in Copenhagen,
desde lo que sucedió en Copenhague,
the first accord, which was not an accord, was going to put the world for a temperature increase that nobody can adapt to.
El acuerdo, que no era un acuerdo, iba a conducir al mundo a un incremento de temperatura que nadie iba a poder aguantar ni adaptarse a un calentamiento tan grave.
This year on the moon, fathers, the same thing is repeating itself, and we are trying to set this world to a temperature of maybe 4 degrees or 5 degrees, and no amount of mitigation, no amount of adaptation can help.
Y está sucediendo lo mismo este año en Palacio de la Luna, en Moon Palace, que otra vez proponen llevar al mundo a un incremento de 4 o 5 grados de temperatura, con un calentamiento tan fuerte, ninguna mitigación, ninguna adaptación va a ser posible.
The previous agreement said we should be aiming for 1 degree or 1.5 degree centigrade temperature.
El acuerdo de los pueblos era permitir un máximo de 1 o quizás 1.5 grados de incremento de temperatura nada más.
What we can really tolerate maybe just 1 degree centigrade temperature.
Pero a lo mejor lo que realmente podemos tolerar es no más de 1 grado de incremento de temperatura.
But because rich nations want to continue to pollute, to continue to colonize the atmosphere, they would not accept the truth and keep to emission code that will help Mother Earth to survive.
El problema es que los que contaminan quieren continuar contaminando y lucrando. Entonces no quieren aceptar la verdad sobre lo que podemos soportar.
The People's Agreement also demands demanded that climate change should be recognized and paid.
También el acuerdo de Cochabamba reconoció que la deuda climática tiene que ser reconocida y pagada. Hermanos y hermanas,
when we look at 2011 in South Africa,
viendo hacia 2011 en Sudáfrica,
we have to begin from now to organize and popularize the truth of women more than ever before.
Desde ahora en adelante tenemos que trabajar más que nunca para hacer conocer al acuerdo de los pueblos.
We have to take the outcome of the Africa Pillars Conference and popularize it and use it in all our countries.
Y también el resultado de esta conferencia de la Vía Campesina la tenemos que llevar a nuestros países y popularizar.
The climate conference has gone on for too long. We must get to the end of the road and do something serious.
Esta conferencia COP de cambio climático ha durado demasiado tiempo. Tenemos que llegar al fin del camino y comenzar a hacer algo.
We must not lose hope.
No debemos perder la esperanza.
Because even in the conference, in the negotiation, we have countries who are ready to speak the truth, to speak the voice of Mother Earth. We must support.
Porque aún dentro del espacio oficial tenemos países que tienen la valentía para decir la verdad, para defender a la madre tierra, y nosotros debemos solidarizarnos y defender a esos países.
You're listening to Real World News.